Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 21 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944 if you want to send in any music or any commercials. You can send them to MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, I have three quick disclaimers, and before I do anything else, I will acknowledge that I will get to the 216-802 and the 216-374 phone lines after I give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold, but if you change your mind, call back and press one. So even if you don't intend on speaking, I'm going to at least come through and do my best to hear what you have to say. With that being said, I would like to at least let people know that if you choose to, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for different styles of music and hip-hop and R&B and other genres. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, or the Twitter page of Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Also, I would like to say Facebook Kent and Angelica or Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio or check out music at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Instagram, Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. And the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the Queen's Court at 6 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. You could also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You could Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You could YouTube Miss Commentary space Cleveland. So that's Miss Commentary Cleveland. And also that Man in the Street 13, Man in the Street 13 Twitter page. And you can check out www.templabor.org, thelogtv.com, or on YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records YouTube channel. They have a whole lot of Cleveland artists and music that they play. As a matter of fact, what I want to do is let people know that, well, let's have some fun. Usually I would go through a lot of events and activities right now, but since I have people on the phone lines, I am going to go to 216-802. 216-802. How are we doing out there this evening? 216-802. So I take it you just called in to listen, which is okay. What we'll do is give you time enough to get your thoughts back. If you would like to add something to the conversation this evening, you most certainly can. I'm going to give them time enough to quit being scared or nervous. I'm going to go to the 216 area code 374 to see if you would like to say anything. 216-374, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Porter, it's Spencer Wells.
Ah, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. And I got a chance to meet you for the first time the past Friday evening where Clash came down, members came down to represent, and I appreciated that on the steps of City Hall, which was a very busy area at that time. So tell me, what are some of the things that you do, sir? Because I've heard your name mentioned so many times.
So, thank you. I'm one of the founding members of CLASH, which is Cleveland-led Advocates for Safe Housing. And we are a 10-member coalition. That is to say, we have 10 organizations that are part of CLASH. And our focus is really, I would say this year, we're really focused three different ways. One is to make sure that the city follows through and implements the Lead Safe Certificate Program. You know, sometimes we pass it on and we leave it on the shelf. So we're trying to push the city to come through and do that. And we're doing that by pressurizing candidates for mayor and council to live up to their commitments. The second thing we're doing is we're working on federal legislation called the Lead Safe Housing for Kids Act, and that's a bill that's going to make mandatory in all federally subsidized housing that units that are built before 1978 have a scientific test to determine if they have lead hazards, not just looking at the paint, but really going in and testing for soil and dust and paint samples to make sure that they're not full of lead that you can't see. And then our final goal is really to work with families that are experiencing lead hazards and try to get them into safe surroundings. And maybe if we're lucky, get a little justice from people that have let them become exposed to lead hazards.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to say on behalf of the community, we thank you very much for your efforts, and I'm going to ask you, when did it become important to you that you said, you yourself, Spencer Wells, like I say, one of quite a few, What caused you personally to take an interest in this?
It goes back to the late 1990s when I was the executive director of Cleveland Tenants Organization, and we worked with groups across the state to pass the first state laws about lead poisoning. The problem was those laws really focused on solving the problem after the babies had been poisoned. And so as hard as we fought to get proactive protections, it had to wait until I ended up getting retired and having some time to do a little more boat rocking. And so we got together a group of people, my coworker, I call her my co-conspirator, Ivanka Hall, from Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition. We got together a group of people. We worked on, drafted a law. Actually, Jeff Johnson and I worked with Legal Aid to draft the ordinance that was eventually adopted. And then when council wouldn't listen to us, we mounted a petition campaign. And we got close enough to putting the issue on the ballot that we scared the folks at City Hall down at City Council, and they adopted the bill without having to have a vote of the people. So that's how I got started. I'm retired and got time on my hands to do a little social justice work.
I appreciate that, and I really, really do. I'm going to ask you point blank, how close do you feel, we will say the city of Cleveland, so that way I can throw in everybody from the top down to current council people to you name it, how close do you feel they are to at least adopting or following through with what the people wanted, or do you feel that we need to do a whole lot more pushing, and if so, what can we do as citizens?
So I think we need to do absolutely a whole lot more. It was just 3 years ago that we were hearing statements like, oh, if we took the lead out of the houses, people would be made homeless. They'd have to move in with their neighbors or live in the street, and all these dire warnings. And the reality is that none of that's taken place. But any excuse not to do the right thing, they'll find a way to do it. And so it really must be continuously the engagement of citizens. And that means, like my friend Fannie Lewis used to say, they got the money, we got the votes. And so we really got to convince grassroots people that it is worth coming out and voting for the right people, and then staying on their backs. And staying on their backs means going to council meetings and holding them accountable and getting reports back and where you are and where you need to be and doing that kind of work.
I hear you. And I want to say I definitely thank you very much for the work that you have done so far. And if we were to want to, I will say there are people out there listening and they're going to say, I want to follow this movement, join this movement, be a part of this movement. How can they reach out?
Well, we have a website that's called www.clashcle.org, and people can get more information there, sign up for our newsletter, volunteer to get active in the community. We're all volunteers, and we're all unfunded, or maybe a better way to say is self-funded. And so it's not a bunch of sign up and feel good about it. It's a bunch of get involved and get active. And I have to say that, you know, Black on Black Crime has been one of our 10 members and been active. And the members of Black on Black Crime have been faithful participants. We're doing a survey right now of all the houses in Cleveland that have been designated to be lead poisoned, and we're doing a survey of them to see if they've been marked, if they're still occupied, and we're going to be releasing that soon. And it's been some volunteers from Black on Black Crime that have been helping with that. to identify where these hazardous homes are right in people's neighborhoods.
Thank you so much for at least putting that out there, letting our listeners know, and I appreciate you for taking the time this evening to call in and be a part of the program. We appreciate you.
Well, my pleasure, and thanks again for the invitation, because we want to share the message loudly and widely that we can end lead poisoning, but it's going to take some work.
I'm into that. And let's roll up our sleeves and continue to do the work. Thank you so much for that uplifting message. May you have an enjoyable evening.
Thank you, Mr. Porter. Take care.
You too. And I see we have a couple of people on the phone line, so what I'll do is I will make the attempt and do my follow-through with the first phone caller who was here, 216-802. I'm coming to your phone line of 216-802 to see if you would like to add anything on tonight's program. 216-802, how are you?
Hi, this is Ivanka.
Wow. It's an honor to have you on this program. As a matter of fact, I'm going to dispense with the formalities and just ask you off-rip, because your name was just called from our last phone caller, Spencer Wells. I'm going to ask you, what caused you to at least become active? Because you do so much. Whatever you want to touch on is all right with me. I'm not going to pigeonhole you into anything, because you do so much, and we're grateful to have you in our area. So with that being said, when was it that the light bulb first went off for Ivanka Hall to get involved?
Wow, so the light bulb first went off for me to get involved when I was 6 years old. Right before my 7th birthday, my mom was murdered in front of myself and my younger brother. And I promised her my wish to her when she was dying was that I didn't want other women with children to go through what she went through, marriage, and she was divorced and had been divorced and lived on her own and had a place for us and safe or so we thought we were. And then one night on September the 14th, 1974, my father broke down our door and stabbed my mother to death. And so there was like this series of events that happened. We always talk about ACEs now, these adverse childhood experiences. And so right the year after my mom was murdered, my uncle, my youngest uncle, who my mom died in his arms, his best friend was murdered by the police. He was 19 years old. It was on May the 26th, 1975. He was celebrating Memorial Day. He got a little inebriated, went home. His stepfather had work. His mother called the police, hoping that the police would calm the everything that was going on down. The police had shot him in the back dead in his kitchen, in his mother's kitchen in front of his mother. And so for me, that began my whole thing around we need to do something about the police. And I was at the time 7 years old. So 7 years old, you don't know what to do. And so the 137 shots, Tanisha Anderson and Tamir Rice was my call to action as a part of an activist. But I had always been involved with health issues that disproportionately impact the African American community. But it was, I was tired of having a leadership in a community that was very silent about the things that mattered the most to me.
I'm into that. And with that being said, I'm just going to ask you, because I have the honor to have you on the program this evening. I'm going to ask you, what is it that people like myself may be missing? What is it that you think that we should be paying attention to in our region that's not being talked about or pushed out?
Well, definitely lead. You know, Spencer talked about the lead poisoning issue, and for me, it's just not. It's a crisis. We have a lead poisoning crisis because we have to understand all the nuances that go into lead. Lead isn't just lead. It is once lead gets into children, it changes their lives forever. Like, it does not allow their frontal lobe, which doesn't develop anyway until you're 26 years old. For children who are lead impacted, that frontal lobe never does what it's supposed to do. So their reactions to things, how they do things, their reactions to people, how they look at things on TV, how they listen to music, all of those things in their mind are happening in real time. And so this whole sticking people up, you know, for their cars and joyriding, all of this is actually a video game. You know, Grand Theft Auto, this is actually Grand Theft Auto being made out a little less. And so this happens when children are poisoned and nothing is done about it, that they grow up and the things that are not are very much so real to them. But the thing about it is they have very real consequences. And for a lot of people, the rest of their lives in jail will be murdered before they have a chance to grow, all because our leadership was piss poor in their response to the lead poisoning crisis.
Then I thank you so much for at least letting us know that phase of it when it comes to the lead crisis, lead poison. What else are you working on?
So we're working. I got to tell you before I leave. So
okay.
I live in a modest house in Cleveland. And last year I asked for my house so Clash tested my house. I said, you know what? If we're testing other people's houses on the outside, let me test mine. Do a soil sample at my house. Tell me what my numbers are. So my number in my yard, and my manicured yard, but my house has paint on it. My house is wooden and it has paint. Now it's going to be sited by tomorrow. It started today, but it's more than 200 times the limit of what it should be. It's the lead that's right by my door at my house. The activist who's talking about this and telling people, we need to do something about it, 200 times what it should be. And so letting people know that having their children outside in the yard, I have grandchildren, and having them play in the yard was traumatic for me because I'm like, okay, well, look, you can't play right here. Let me show you where you can play. And, you know, for them, you know, now I'm going to actually be able to breathe because once they cover everything up with dirt, the other part with mulch, I can breathe a small sigh of relief that I have covered up the issue of what was going on around the peeling paint outside of my house. And so that is important to me. The other thing that we've been doing some work on is this no menthol campaign. You know, as we know, we are still in the midst of COVID. You know, it's important for us to know that in Northeast Ohio, there are almost 600,000 African Americans that live in Northeast Ohio, and only about 101,000 have been vaccinated. So that means 1 in 6 African Americans have been vaccinated. So that means that everybody else has not been vaccinated.
Right.
So we need to make sure that we're continuing to wear a mask, social distance, washing our hands, and washing our children's hands. Because remember that in the communities that we live in, we interact with people who look like us. And so that means that if the people who look like us are not vaccinated, that we can get COVID and we can die. I've lost 40 people that I know with COVID since last year. And these were young people. These were people who graduated in 1985, 1986.
Wow.
With me. I graduated in 1986 from John Marshall High School. And and we've lost so many people in that age group because a lot of people in that age group also do one thing that puts them at a greater risk, and that is they smoke. So if you smoke cigarettes, and most African Americans that smoke cigarettes smoke mentholated cigarettes, if you are a smoker, then your chances of not only getting COVID but dying from COVID are much greater than anyone else's. And that's because the mentholated product in cigarettes allows your body to take in the poison from the cigarette smoke. So all of the poisons that are in cigarettes, menthol gives you that minty, fresh, cooling sensation that allows your body to take in poison and makes you have a higher propensity than other people to die from COVID.
Wow. Thank you very much for those warnings. I'm going to ask you if there's anything else that we didn't touch on, feel free to touch on it. And definitely let us know how people can follow, join, be a part of your movement.
I think that we have a couple things that are coming up. One is the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. The other one is the anniversary of the Breland verdict, where they decided to do it on Memorial Day weekend, hoping that we would forget.
Yes.
We have to make sure we let people know that we didn't forget, that we did not forget George, and that we did not forget all of the things that have happened in our community, that we did not forget the 137 shots, that we have not forgotten all of the people that are victimized and brutalized and murdered by the Cleveland police. Or the Euclid police, or whatever police department. If there's a police department and you're doing stuff wrong, and we have some good cops, we have some bad cops, and we need to make sure that the good ones are weeding out the bad ones. We need to have some African-American prosecutors. We need to have African-Americans. We need to have a prosecutor that is African-American in our county. We need to make sure that African-Americans who are able to run for those offices actually get our support. And I don't mean just anybody that said they want to run. I mean people who we know that are down with us and going to fight to make sure that we get justice. Because right now, justice is a long-awaited thing that we have yet to receive in our community. And so we have to continue to fight.
Thank you so much. And, again, how can we look up some of the things you're working on?
Oh, wow. So you can go to our Facebook page at our facebook.com/NEOBHC. You can go to our website at NEOBlackHealthCoalition.org. You can call. You know, we have a couple other programs we're doing. We have two programs that we're paying people that have – if you've ever received any SNAP benefits, we want to help change SNAP for the better for our community. And so we are paying $50 people for an hour of their time. And so this is an opportunity for them to tell us the good, the bad, the ugly about what's going on with SNAP. And this can be men or women. And they can call us at 216-295-0283, which is our phone number. Or, like I said, they can check us out on our Facebook page or on our website. Just join. There's so many things for people to do. And for African Americans, if there are people listening, support our organization. Support, you know, Black on Black. Support the Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition. Support Black Lives Matter Cleveland. Like, support the organizations, the African American organizations that you see out here that are doing the work, because traditional funding ain't what we get. So the funding that we get, the individual funding, is what keeps us being able to be out here doing the work.
Thank you so much. May you have an enjoyable evening, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's so nice to have somebody else who's a John Marshall lawyer. I want to go to 216-773. You've been so patient. 216-773, how are you doing?
I'm okay today. How are you?
I'm doing well. All things considered, I'm doing well. You sound familiar. You almost sound like you might be the voice of the radio program that I said airs on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., the Queen's Court radio show. Is that the voice?
Yes, it is. And also,
well,
the Brick House Wellness Women's Empowerment Group as well. That's my organization.
Okay, and with that being said, I'm going to ask you then, since Brick House Wellness, and that is your organization, I'm going to at least, I know you probably called to speak about a couple of other things, but I want to ask you, when did you feel or what caused you to want to start Brick House Wellness?
Well, it started back in like 2013 or so. I've always been like a community advocate type person, you know, because when I was in college, I worked as a literacy developer, and I always felt education is the key to help, you know, help build communities and people. But, you know, life happened, so I ended up becoming a banker. But when
okay.
I decided to start Brick House Wellness, it's because I actually started it, you know, thinking of women in the community, just how things work with them in regards to health and, you know, health disparities, things of that sort, and self-esteem. And I had became a Zumba instructor, and I lost a lot of weight and whatever. And then one day I was going to my class, and I saw this lady crossing the street, and she was an older lady, and she was walking with a bunch of bags, like holding it, and she looked like she was so tired and so just downtrodden. And I'm like, looking at her, and she just looked like she was tired and sad. So I said, you know, I said, she looks like she's carrying a ton of bricks, and she just looks like she's just so tired. So I thought about how building yourself up, your self-esteem up, your body up, your mind up, your spirit, and doing it one brick at a time until your body is strong and, you know, is healthy inside and out. Because, you know, when you have a house that's made of bricks, nothing can get in that's dangerous. And
right.
So I was thinking like that. And that's what started the whole program. And it actually kind of morphed into some other things, too, because of the fact with me starting out doing physical fitness, you know, I end up becoming a chef doing healthy cooking and also teaching self-esteem classes and working with women who have trauma, you know, dealing with rape or sexual abuse or domestic violence. And it, you know, it morphed into a whole different, you know, thing for me to help other people. So, you know, Brick House Wellness is now a women's empowerment group. And, you know, I just believe in, you know, helping people, you know, helping us in the community to help build us up because we need each other. And, you know, whenever we are working together, we can make things happen. And, you know, so I believe in that wholeheartedly. And, you know, I mean, I've just been, it's just been kind of fast forward for me, you know, becoming a community health worker, also dealing with, I heard the conversations about lead. You know, I'm really focusing on that as well because it's really a lot going on in our communities regarding that, and it's like a trickle-down effect, you know, basically like a domino effect, and it affects us. Incarceration levels are high because a lot of people are victims of lead poisoning, so it's a lot going on, and, you know, it's a lot of different organizations, and that's great because all of us are out there doing the work, and we have to continue it on to try to save our people, save our communities. And one of the reasons why I called in, because I'm also very political as well, and, you know, I'm part of the National Congress of Black Women. I am their interim legislative chair at this point. And today we had a meeting in regards to House Bill 294. And that's what I called to talk about because I wanted to get other organizations on board because we're going to make sure that we have our voices be heard about this situation dealing with these house bills. And, you know, like I said, I'm about education as well. So I want to educate. I want everybody to be educated on what's really going on and what is transpiring right before our eyes to try to hinder our constitutional rights. You know, so basically, you know, the 290 House Bill, Ohio House Bill 294 is looking to suppress our votes. And they're doing that by taking away certain things that we normally depend on when it comes to voting. For instance, they're going to take away a lot of the drop boxes that are out at county boards. They're only going to have it at the county boards of elections now, you know, because, you know, they were out last year and they want to stop that. And it would also, you know, when you want to do the absentee ballots and things like that, they want to cut that. And then it's, you know, it's only going to be up to three boxes that they would allow at each county board of election. You know, they also want to suppress our votes by, you know, creating a certain time frame to get the mail-in ballots in, you know, to shorten it. They want to shorten it as well. And there's a lot of other issues going on with it, but, you know, a lot of senior citizens and people who cannot get out or, you know, busy families, they depend on the absentee ballots. And so to do this is, you know, is really trying to suppress our votes, period. And this is not just one in Ohio. You know, they're doing it in other states as well, like Georgia is one of them, and Florida. And there, I think it's eight states total that are, you know, that's going through this. And it's unfortunately, that's why we have to stay vigilant and what's going on and be aware and be woke of what's happening. So, matter of fact, when we had a conversation today, we mentioned black-on-black crime. We want to partner with them as well as any other organization that wants to partner with us so we can have our voices be heard. We have to make the loudest sound ever, and we cannot stop this. Now, this they just had the first hearing on May 20th. So we're looking and trying to figure out when they're going to have another hearing because they're trying to sneak this in. They're really trying to sneak it in to suppress our votes. So I want people
Thank
to understand
you.
What's really going on.
And I appreciate that. And so with that being said, anything else you would like to share?
Well, right now that's it. You know, I am a candidate for a council seat. I'm looking to see some other things that I'll be doing with that very soon. But my main thing right now is, like, I just want people to understand that, you know, how Ohio House Bill 294 is something that we really need to take a look at. We need to stay vigilant in it and make sure that we have our voices be heard. Every organization that's doing anything that's in the community, we all need to stand together. We all need to stand together on this as well as any other situation that's going on in our communities, because we cannot allow this to happen. Our constitutional rights will be stripped from us. And this is something that, you know, that has been going on for years.
Right.
And so we need to stop it. It has to end, period.
Thank you. And how can we find out more about what it is that you do? And follow your movement, join your movement, be a part of it.
Yes, I would love for people to join the movement, you know, because I work with a lot of women now, and I just want, you know, we're going to be a team. It's not about I. And they can reach the organization. They could go to www.BrickHouseWellnessEmpowerment7.com. And they can request, you know, a call or ask a question, and someone will definitely give them a call back to see, you know, how they would like to support us or be part of the our team, and, you know, help to make people, you know, help to our communities to thrive instead of just surviving. Because right now, a lot of us is just working out of survival mode, and it's time for us to thrive. It's time for us to wake up and thrive in all areas of our communities.
Wow, that's a whole hashtag in itself for communities to thrive instead of surviving. that said a lot, and I appreciate your phone call and letting us know what's going on so we wouldn't be caught sleeping.
Yes. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy your evening.
All righty. You too. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. I had to get on the phone callers this evening while you all are waiting for the rest of this program. I'm going to at least do something that I could have done earlier, but it would have taken away from the phone callers who were on the line. So I need to give you all a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and or entertainment, sometimes promotions, a few other things. Unless you have a march with your rally, it's just a rally, you might not be on here because, hey, we deal with a lot of music, activism, and news, but we do have to deal with the entertainment quotient. So I want to let people know that starting at number 10, debuting out there, wow, we have upcoming, I've seen the flyer work for it, Dontez Taylor, the Ward 4 Town Hall announcement, supposed to have a lot of music and entertainment at 154th and Kinsman, the church that's over there, number 9 debuting. Well, number 10 debut, but number 9 debuting this coming Saturday. BWEENT Edgewater Cookout with entertainers. You've seen quite a few flyers with a lot of different entertainers and speakers. Mayoral candidate Latoria Witcher this Saturday, noon to 3 p.m. Number 8 debuting. It's the Rally and March. Well, you can see it on Facebook, the Rally and March Demanding Accountability for the Murder of Vincent Belmonte. Speaking of groups to do certain things, I would like to say that if you look at it, it's set for Monday, May 31st, 2021 at 1 p.m. at 14410 Terrace Road. That's 14410 Terrace Road, 44112. So I guess that's East Cleveland itself, the Rally in March, where they will definitely join us in East Cleveland as we demand justice and accountability for the senseless murder of Vincent Belmonte by East Cleveland police officers. Stand with his family, his loved ones, and the community. We will march from Heritage Elementary School directly to the East Cleveland Police Station, where you will hear the family of Vincent Belmonte speak. We will also honor and stand in solidarity with several other Cleveland families affected by police violence. We will hold space to honor the one-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd that led to the May 30th, 2020 action in Cleveland. So with that being said, it's sponsored by the Cleveland Democratic Socialist of America, Black Spring Cleveland, and three other organizations as well. I've been told about that particular event from Black Lives Matter Cleveland. So as I move back on my list and go to number 7, it's debuting Facebook, the Front Stage Live Memorial Day Weekend Bash Concert. That's Facebook Front Stage Live Memorial Day Weekend Bash Concert. Number 6, debuting the Soul Jam Live. Okay, Soul Jam Live 3, Old School R&B Singing Championships, the finals. After 5 attire, 35 and over. That's Saturday, May 29th, 2021 at LaSalle Theater, 823 East 185th Street, Cleveland. Doors open up at 6 p.m. It's very, very interesting because one of the members in there, first time for a rapper, Mr. Carl Powers III, will be in on that event. I do want to say that number 5 on Facebook, Cleveland's George Floyd Murder Anniversary Rally. That's on Facebook. That's debuting. That will be tomorrow, and that is tomorrow on the day of the anniversary, 5:15 to around 6:45 p.m. Now we go to number four. You could say the debut sheriff when it came to artists doing things for the Commander-in-Chief this Thursday event, speaking at the Palestinian rally, helping organize the lead rally the past Friday, past Saturday's Arthur Keith rally, and helping to organize for the event tomorrow while doing the radio show tomorrow evening. Number three, Facebook, we're putting in Tanisha's 46th birthday party because it was well promoted. Number two, Facebook, 73rd Street Community Block Club and KALA Hill and Garden City Cleanup. And then number one, debuting, why wouldn't it? They did a march around 1,000 for the Facebook of Rally for Palestine. That was a, basically speaking, 3.5-hour program. Let's be honest. It was about a 3.5-hour program that worked out very well. I want to say that since Ivanka Hall said something that we need to do, it was just a little over a year ago in March when we followed through and made something based on one of the recommendations. She said wear a mask, get vaccinated. She also started out by saying make sure you wash your hands. We'll play this for something tongue-in-cheek, and we'll be right back.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male sheriff cried. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survived those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What, leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting?
What? What? Cleveland Peace Action? Canceling their meeting? Oh, man. Cleveland Democratic War Club? Canceling out? Oh, shoot. PNC Fairfax? NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah players?
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, it's death. Virus, corona, affects health, but don't stress. Paying a high price, standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3-3-4-2.
As we wrap things up, a lot of people might ask, hey, why would you, Mr. Porter, Mr. Black, be out there with the Palestinians at their rally? Well, simply put, it's because of injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. And with that being said, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that we have to realize that in some cases we have the same enemy. I mean, case in point, if the police department in Cleveland or other areas are acting as a marauding force, let's say the same marauding force going through the black communities terrorizing with terror, let's say going out there and quite possibly murdering Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, and 137 bullets with 64 cop cars, or slamming a new Tanisha Anderson to a cold, hard concrete, killing her, or shooting a 12-year-old like Tamir Rice. What happens when those same Cleveland police officers, or like other officers in Ohio, they go and pay money to Israeli police departments to train them how to deal with us, the same police officers who are butchering the Palestinians over Gaza? So I think you can see that we have the same enemy. Now, Tamir Rice's mom, Samaria Rice, came out to the Palestinian rally and spoke. This is her card that I'm reading. Tamir's Campaign for Justice. That's Tamir's Campaign for Justice. Because Trump's DOJ, Department of Justice, did not honestly investigate Tamir's death, we are calling on youth, African Americans, and all U.S. workers to join the fight with Samaria Rice in securing the promise of the U.S. Constitution to defend Tamir's civil and human rights and hold the officers who shot him accountable. We are urging Biden's Department of Justice and the House Judiciary Committee to reopen the investigation by June 25, 2021, Tamir's birthday. We have launched a letter campaign with the help of powerful allies and will build on that momentum until justice is won. Please join us. It's up to us. The virtual direct action one is May 26th at 6 p.m. Virtual direct action two is June 9th, 6 p.m. Tamir's birthday, June 25th, 2021. I also want to let people know, since I need to at least, you know, tell people what's going on, the African Museum presents the All Walks of Life concert, June 12, 2021, time 3 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The location is at 1765 Crawford Road. Performers: Suave Gotti, Major Taps, Almighty FX, LSD, Hurricane Bang, Pulse Points, Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, Sheriff Kilroy, Dolores Gray, Joe Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, Cowboy. Sponsored by vendors such as Tucker's Accessories, Ganalia, Fear USS Beautiful One, and more. For tickets information or to find out how to perform or be a vendor, contact person is Joseph Motley Jr. at 216-609-4012. For those people who are doing their best and they want oils, purses, apparel, jewelry, that's at Tucker's Accessories, 216-777-9311. That's 216-777-9311. I also want to take the time, because I can, just to say thank you to everybody. It was interesting on one of the news stories that came out. I will definitely take that phone call in a little while. It's kind of hard to do that right now. Wait a minute. Kathy Ray Coleman, would you call me while I'm on the middle of my phone doing my radio program? Shame on you, Kathy Ray Coleman, for calling me while I'm on the air doing my radio program. Anyway, I wanted to at least throw out the fact that the local couple, definitely the local couple that was in a news story, I would definitely like to say that that news story, it goes to Maddie B's International Floral Arrangements, Maddie P's International Floral Arrangements, and their numbers are 216-761-4895, 216-761-4895 to get your Memorial Day orders in, or the sale number of 216-334-9820. And my thing on that is that as I look up everything before we leave out, Maddie and Jick Hayes, they won with Joe Paganakis of Cleveland. And they'll celebrate their 53rd wedding anniversary on June 11th. And the duo is urging other Northeast Ohio couples to practice patience and understanding during the ongoing pandemic. The couple continues to run a successful home floral shop, and they said that they understand the added marital stress being created by continued pandemic isolation, especially with more couples working from home and seeing their spouses more often. Maddie Hayes said over the years, being understanding and a good listener has gotten a couple through some ups and downs. She said, I'm head over heels in love with this guy. If he's doing all the talking, you just sit back and relax and say, yes, yes, you're right. As long as he thinks he's the boss, then I have no problem, and he has no problem. He can be a card sometimes, but you just have to love that person more and love him back to normal. The one thing that they did say is a report by Bowling Green University sociology professor Wendy Manning, which surveyed more than 800 people in five states, indicated about one-third of couples report conflict during the pandemic due to four key subjects. We will have to, wow, Cousin Ann at this time, too. Anyway, my thing is, they looked at depressive symptoms. Those increased and saw anxiety increase. Housework, parenting, and money were the top three. We asked questions about social distancing and arguments that ranked number four. About a third of the couples experienced an increase in conflict. About 40% stayed the same, and about 25% had lower levels of conflict. Meanwhile, marriages were down by about 20%, and divorces were down by closer to 15%. Dolores Gray with Cleveland's Brick House Wellness Women's Empowerment Group said communication and a change in scenery are crucial in relieving pandemic-related marital stress. The pandemic has all of us upside down, inside out, Gray said. Have fun and talk things out. Try to get outside and do activities together. All of us will also need our space from time to time. Meanwhile, Jick Hayes is urging other couples to try and maintain a sense of humor to help them through the remainder of the pandemic. Always put the other one up on a pedestal where they belong, Hayes said. You have to have a sense of humor, just like when we were kids on the playground, just like we were in kindergarten. We laughed, but we didn't know what we were laughing about. But with that being said, I'm going to thank everybody who tuned in. Looks like I have a lot of phone calls to get to once this program is off the air. Sending this out to the birthday week of the birthday girl, Danielle Woods. Stay beautiful. This is 90s R&B. So if you listen to it a lot.
Oh, no. na, na, na. Yeah. Come and talk to me. Hold on. Good looking, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking not Kelly, a little Jody.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Tell the DJ, play another slow jam for my baby and me.
Yeah.
A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I just wait to meet the club. Look just like an angel, tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single, I'm a singer. What's your occupation?
I don't care.
To be honest, babe, I don't care about that.
Nah.
Just where your head at. Think about the weekend in India.
Yeah.
Damn, it's the holiday,
okay.
I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way,
okay.
And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day. I put a smile on your face the moment you heard me say, come and talk to me. '90s R&B. I'm talking R. Kelly, a little Jodeci.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. You know my name is Dre. I'm something like the man. I came through, I ain't worried, baby, unless it's by the band. Stay down till I came up. I'm ready to flex, girl, flex. Time to have sex, and I keep it playing, baby. That's no doubt. Wanna know everything about you in and out. Game and you focus, part of the play, and I notice you leaving with Dre, you know it. You ain't afraid, you gon' show it. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna know your name. Yeah. Nice to meet you, babe. Baby, hold on to me. Look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking not kidding.
We got it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nice to meet you, baby, hold on to me. Good look at you, baby, feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking talking, a little Jodeci.
Thought about you, Danielle.